Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead to that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And I want to say welcome to the first Saturday in August 2019. Can you believe that we are already in the eighth month of the year 2019? Eighth month. Ooh, time is breezing by, and certainly we are seeing time just move. But I want to thank my co-host, and I want to thank my co-host who filled in on last week. Certainly she does an outstanding job, and it is my endeavor for this show not to always be on our Saturday morning times and not to miss a Saturday. And thank the Lord we have not had to do that. We have been live every Saturday since the beginning of January 2019, and I thank God for just allowing us to do that and blessing us to be on the airwaves to show His grace and mercy and to teach and train. I certainly want to express my condolences to District Missionary Barbara McGarry on the loss of her mother and we're praying for you, and we're keeping you up in before the Lord's face. And also, I want to continue to ask my listeners' prayers for the Baldwin family, for Pastor Sherry Baldwin's family, as we laid her to rest on last Saturday. And certainly, I thank God for that, this woman of God, who certainly was a powerful woman in the Lord, and an encourager, and certainly a singer, and truly she is missed. But you know, her legacy goes on. I thank God for just the little nuggets and the pebbles that she just dropped down in me, and certainly seeing the blessings of the Lord and the call that he has on me, and cultivating that. And I truly will miss this woman of God. Truly I will. It is my custom to talk about announcements. The Amazing Grace School of Ministries, we coming back soon. Look for us either the end of this month or the early part of September, and God has blessed our classes to be online. So just like you can hear this blog later in your spare time by going on blogtalkradio.com, my classes will be on Blog Talk. If you register, you certainly will be invited to hear those classes. And I do have classes that you can listen to now. You say, Dr. Carey, I don't want a certificate. I just want to be at large or take them at large and just kind of listen to some of the material that you've been talking about. And you could just give me a call at 309-750-7584. Certainly, we talked about the trauma effect. And we also talked about personality traits, disorders, and defense mechanisms. And I got a good one coming. So stay tuned. But today we are talking about depending on God. Certainly, Vacation Bible School has been out, and there were some good lessons that has been going on. Word of Truth, Pentecostal Church, had an exciting Bible class, vacation Bible study, and the Lord blessed me to be a teacher. And I thought that I would bring some of those exciting lessons to you on the airwaves, and we will continue the discussion of God's goodness and training. So let us begin with the scripture topics, shall we? We're coming from Genesis 39th chapter. We're going to read the verses 1 through 6, and then we're going to read verses 16 to 23, and we're going to get into our lesson. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of the master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he had to do prosper in his hands. And Joseph found grace in his sight and served him and made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put in his hands. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessings of the Lord was upon all that he had, and in the house and in the field. Just want you to know you're blessed. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. I tell you, that's a lot. If you put your finger on verse 4, and Joseph found grace, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he had prosper. God is with us. So the topic today is depending on the Lord. You know, God has blessed us, and certainly we may not understand why we are going through a situation. But if we look at God's favor, if we look at how God showers down his blessing, here this first verse talks about the Lord was with Joseph. And because the Lord's hand was upon him, he prospered in everything that he had. That's why we are prospering. That's why doors are being opened, because we are depending on the Lord. And because we've got our faith before the Lord, we're seeking God. We're giving him praise and reverence. We are walking upright before him. And because we're doing all that, he is making us to prosper. The Bible talks about that the Lord will bless his people, that our souls will prosper, our mind, bodies, and spirit, if thou can believe. The Bible says all things are possible. And then he says, if according to the power that worketh in us, then we can be prosperous. And that's, you go over in Ephesians. So in essence, when we look at Joseph, when we look at the story of Joseph, and we look at how the Lord, he was in captivity, he was a slave, and yet God prospered him. Sometimes it's extremely hard to see and understand that God has a purpose for us. And we don't understand the way that we have to walk, the storms that we have to go through. But there is a purpose on the other side. Let's read verses 16 through 23, and it says, this is the same chapter, Genesis 39 chapter, and said, and she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spoke unto him according to the word, saying, the Hebrew slave, which thou hast brought unto us, came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were brought, and he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in prison and whatsoever they did there, he was a doer of it. Verse 23, the keeper of the prison looked not to any that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it prosper. So here we have Joseph was successful, and I want to go back and give you a little background. Joseph here was the 11th child to Jacob. He was the first child of Rachel, and he was the most loved child. You know, when you go back to the scriptures, you see Jacob, he worked 14 years. Y'all know the story for Jacob. Not for Jacob, but for Rachel. Since he worked all that time, you know the story. You know Jacob and Esau, and Jacob had to flee, and he went to Laban, his uncle, and his uncle tricked him. His uncle, he saw Rachel, and he fell in love, and he worked 7 years, and then when he married her, he thought it was Rachel, but it was Leah. So you know the story. Go back and read the story. It's good reading, y'all. It's good. It's good. So here we are. This is a child of Rachel. Jacob's love, his wife that he's loved, and this child he loved, and you know, you love your child, and sometimes you just give them everything. And this child was given the coat of many colors. He was spying on his brothers, and not only that, he had some dreams that told him or showed him that his brothers and his parents would bow down to him, and he told his dreams. Now, you have to understand, people of God, that sometimes you can't tell everybody your dreams, because those dreams that God has given you, people will take it and they'll hate you for it. They'll hate you for the glory of God that's on you. They will hate you for the fact that you're prospering. Here, they plotted against Joseph. They plotted against Joseph to the fact that they said, look, let us kill our brother, because we're tired of him. We're tired of him snitching on us. We're tired of him going to our dad, telling on us. We're just tired of this brother. Let's kill him. So they plotted to kill him. You know, he went out to the fields to check on them, and they just said, enough is enough. And Jacob gave them ample abilities when he sent them out to the field to check on his brothers. So they put him in the pit, and they were going to kill him. But their brothers, his older brother, said, no, look, we don't want to shed our own blood. This is our blood. And he would have taken him back, but, hallelujah, it wasn't in the plan. Hallelujah, some of his brothers, the Ishmaelites, were coming by, and they sold their own brother. They sold their own brother into slavery. You know, you got haters. Haters can be in your family, outside your family. They can be on your job. They can be in your family. They can be everywhere, because Satan don't like the fact that if you following after the Lord, if your ways are pleasing God, the scripture says, if your ways pleasing me, I will give you the desires of your heart. So there is a glory. There is a glow. There is something about you when you serving the Lord. Because there is something, you know, you go in a store, or you go someplace, and somebody connect to you and say, I knew there was something different about you. Because the Spirit of the Lord shows up on the outside. Yes, it does. So Joseph was the 11th child of 12. And the only one younger was Benjamin, Joseph's brother. So we know the story. If we look at the story of Joseph, we understand that Potiphar had him in his house, and the scripture said that all that he was doing prospered. So people are prospering because you in positions that God has put you in. Potiphar prospered from Joseph because the Lord's favor was upon him. You know, these jobs are prospering because you're there. See, think it not lightly when you in a place and God is blessing you. God will bless the establishment because you're there, because you're working, because you're a child of him. And because you're a child, you're his child, he will show up. He will bless that job. He will bless that event. If you got an event going on in your church and you give God the glory, if you got something going on in your place of establishment or work event, he will bless you. The scripture says that he blessed Joseph. Now, Potiphar had a wife. Joseph was handsome, girls. He was good to look at. And his wife, Potiphar's wife, decided that she wanted to lay with Joseph. But Joseph's integrity said, I can't mess up my blessings. I can't sin for a little bit to have my blessings be taken away from me. And see, that's what Satan would try to do. He'd try to throw stuff in your way. You know, men and women that are single, he'll try to throw that person in your way that looks good, smells good, and try to entice you into something that God would not be pleased that you're doing. And Joseph didn't go for it. He said, you're not going to get me to sin, sister. But as he was running out, she grabbed his coat. You know, when Satan, when you don't do what Satan tries to get you to do, he tries to punish you. He tries to inflict more pain and sorrow. So Potiphar's wife goes to her husband and says, this Hebrew slave, don't even call him by name, y'all. Just calls him a Hebrew slave. Just trying to just make him of low esteem. Like you done put everything in his hands. And now look at him. He's trying to lay with me. Now what you got? But in the back of Potiphar's mind, I think that he knew his wife was lying. But he had to honor his wife, y'all. So Joseph is put in prison. Hallelujah. But even in prison, the favor of the Lord fell on Joseph. The Bible says, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was a doer of it. And the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, because the Lord is with us. We don't understand our pit experience, but we have to go through in order to get to where God wants us to. We don't understand. We don't understand the sickness. We don't understand the problems on our job. We don't understand our best friends that may turn their back against us. We don't even understand sometimes the things we do in church. And you know, you can work for the Lord so faithfully and so hard, and then there are those that seemingly in the church, and Satan shows up in the church. He's there because he doesn't want the church to prosper. He doesn't want the saints of God to understand that God is good. And no matter what Satan tries to throw at us, God is there, and he's faithful and just to protect us, and he's with us, and he'll see us out, he'll see us through, and he will make us to prosper. So, in Potiphar's house, Joseph prospered. In prison system, Joseph prospered. Prospered to the fact that these men put everything in his hands, because God had a way of making him prosperous. God had a way of directing him. And when we are sensitive to the spirit that dwells on the inside of us, God will give us witty inventions, give us witty ideas that will make the system work. The boss, the director, is trying to figure out how you came up with that solution, that idea, but it's simply the fact that your God, your Lord, your Savior has tapped into your spirit and he's giving you the answer to the problem. Hallelujah. Bless him. I get excited when I deal with the Word of God. So, we know the story. We know the story and we understand what was going on. Joseph had dreams, and in the prison system, he interprets dreams. Those dreams, the solution, the answer to those dreams came true, and certainly God took Joseph from the prison to the palace, because one day Joseph had to interpret the dreams of the Pharaoh. Couldn't nobody else interpret the dreams of the Pharaoh but Joseph. So Joseph went from a priest or a well-loved child with a multicolored coat to the pit. First, his life being threatened, thrown in the pit, his life being threatened, put into slavery, then put into management in the house of Potiphar, then been accused of rape, and then being put in prison, and then having to stay in prison. But all the while, God tuning up his gifts, getting them ready for the direction of where he's going, getting them ready to be second in charge of the land, getting them ready to be that person that will help his people be delivered from famine, getting them ready to be second in charge, getting them ready for where God needed him to be. And that's how we have to depend on God. We don't understand why we're going through what we're going through. We may not understand the situation. We may not understand the jobs that we're in right now. And the fact that you try to get another job, look like those doors are closed, look like you can't get ahead, look like there's problems on every side. You try to figure it out. You try to say, I don't understand. I'm frustrated, I'm anxious, I'm angry, but I don't understand. That's when the Lord says, I need you to turn your face towards me. I need you to depend on me. I need you to understand that I've got a plan for your life. I need you to understand that the steps of a good man, a good woman, are ordered by the Lord. And if we are totally saying, I want to be 100% servant of the King, I'm on the Lord's side. I want the Lord's will to be done in my life. If you saying, thy will, Lord, be done in me, God, you make me, you mold me, you take me where you want me to be, well, you have to depend 100% on God. You have to know that God is taking you through a course of development. You know, stages of development, when we look at the kids, when we look at adults and we look at teenagers, all of us had to go through stages of life. We are born, we learn, we're educated, we move forward, and because we have those stages, God's grace and mercy and his training is the same way. We depend on him. We are going through a course of life. And until God comes and take us to glory, we shut our eyes, then we have to continue to serve the Lord, because our work, we're working to get to heaven. We're working to serve the Lord. We're working for a reward. We're working to get to the level where God can say, thy good and faithful servant, well done. Come in. You know, that's what we're working to do. Our job is to show this dying world that God is still able. God will fix it. God will change the tides. God will turn it around. God will heal you of that sickness. God will make a way out of no way. If our ways, if we're doing the will of the Lord, if our ways please him, he will move us and he will take what we're doing and he will bless everything we touch. How do you know that, Dr. Carey? Because the word in Genesis said that Joseph was blessed. When he went to Potiphar's house, he was blessed. And Potiphar's house was blessed because of Joseph's relationship with God. When he was accused of something he didn't do and he was thrown in prison, he was blessed in prison. And the prison system prospered because he's blessed. Wherever you are, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world, the spirit that's in the world. Greater is he that's in me. Greater is the Holy Spirit in me. Greater is he that's in me. The Spirit of Christ lives on the inside of me. Therefore, I have the power to stand boldly and represent Christ and understand if my ways are pleasing God, he will back me up 100%. I can depend on him. I can know that my Father will supply all of my needs. Not some of my needs, but all of my needs, because I'm asking the will of the Lord to be done. And if the will of the Lord is done in my life, I'm going to ask for what God wants me to have. If the will of the Lord is being done in my life, I got to say this again, I'm going to ask for what the Lord wants me to have. First of all, I want wisdom, Lord. I want you to give me direction. I want you to make it plainly and strengthen me, because in the course of my life, I recognize that there are going to be some pains that's going to hit me emotionally, psychologically, and there are also going to be some spiritual pains. But I'm depending on you, because I know that all of them pains are for my growth and my development. All of those pains are making me. All of those pains are developing me a strength in Christ Jesus to know that God will take care of me. You know, we go from babe to adulthood. We go from glory to glory. We go from strength to strength. So the problems that I encountered in my teens, I overcame those problems. And the problems I'm encountering in my adulthood are stronger and more challenging than that in my teens. Why? Because my relationship with Christ has grown. And as my relationship with Christ grows, my strength and my faith grow, and my dependency grows. And I can depend on God for the things that he's done in the past, so I can lift up my hands when challenges come now and say, because I know the record that God has done in my life, I can say that he's going to take me through, because there's something that he wants me to learn. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 No matter my haters, no matter my accusers, no matter those people that come against me, I'm blessed. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. God will bless me. God is blessing me. And God has blessed me. Satan wants to devalue the saints of God. He wants to make us believe that we don't have any power. He tries to get us to doubt our living Savior. But we are going to depend on God. We are standing on the promises. We are standing on the Bible. We're standing on the promises of God, which are yea and nay. God said it. He's going to do it, or he's not going to do it. But it's going to be for our benefit. God is sovereign. Hallelujah, meaning God is, he is everywhere at the same time. God is a spirit, and he's with us. He sent his son down to die on the cross for our sins. But certainly God is in control. He's sovereign means he don't need our help. He can work it out all by himself. And frankly, he is already working it out, even as we're thinking about it now. God will bless his people. He will move people. He'll move places. He'll move countries. He'll move to bless you because he is sovereign. He doesn't need our help. But we need to understand that we may go through. We may cry in the midnight hour, but joy cometh in the morning. God will strengthen us, and God has and will always take care of his own. He knows me. He knows you. He knows what you're going through. He knows your hurt and your pains, but it's there to make you. It's there for your betterment. It's there to make you stronger in him. It's there so that when the winds and the storms come, you'll understand God's grace. You'll understand and you'll be able to stand strong in God and to know he's strengthened you. And there is a supernatural strength that goes with us that the world will not understand. Hallelujah. Bless him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for the word. I thank you, God, for the people that are online to hear this word. We thank you for those that are tapping in and listening, God. I thank you for my listeners, God, and I pray even now, God, that you'll bless them abundantly. I pray, God, that you'll move in their lives mightily. I pray, God, that you'll supply all of their needs according to your word, God. I pray, God, that you change and move, God, every obstacle in their way in the name of Jesus. I bind Satan right now that comes to buffet us, that comes to attack the brethren, that comes to try to make us doubt God. God, we pray a supernatural strength to the families that are dealing with loss on this morning, God. We pray for Missionary McGarry and her family, the Warren family, as they grieve the loss of that matriarch. I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you strengthen them. I pray, God, that you strengthen them and give them directions, God, in dealing with the business of her life and her affairs and laying her to rest, Father God. I pray, God, that this family will come together, and I bind all confusion in the name of Jesus. Everything, God, in the name of Jesus, let them come together peacefully in Jesus' name. And Father God, I thank you, God, for Pastor Sherry Baldwin. I pray for her legacy, Father God. I thank you, God, for this woman of God. I thank you, God, for just her input in my life. And I pray, God, for a family. I pray for the Bogan family. I pray for the Parker family. I pray for Mother Parker on this morning, God, that you will continue to strengthen her, God, strengthen her in her mind, strengthen her in her body, Father God. Give her wisdom to make decisions, God, that she needs to, Father God, and encourage her heart, Father God. You know the need, God, and we speak to the need right now, God, in her body. Heal her body, Father God. Heal it in the name of Jesus. And bless her sons, God. You know the need, God. Give them to walk up right with you, Father God. And if they don't have a relationship with you, Christ Jesus, Father God, give them a hunger and thirst to get one in the name of Jesus. Father God, because we all got to pass that way someday. And I pray, God, for each and every one, God, that will hear this blog. Give them a mind, God, if they're not living right, to be saved, God. Give them a mind to repent of their sins in the name of Jesus and confess their faults and their sins. And, Father God, we pray salvation, God, in the name of Jesus. God, help us, God, to depend more on you, God. Strengthen our minds, strengthen our hearts, God, even strengthen our bodies, God. You know what you've called us to do. We are light to this dark world. God, allow us to allow our light so shine, God, before men that they may see your glory, that they may see your good works and glorify you, God, because we represent you, God, and whatever is not like you, God, take it out of us, God, in the name of Jesus, because we want to represent you well. We want to represent you so that everything that we do prospers, because we have a one-on-one relationship, because we're talking to you, God, that we're putting our ways before you, God, and we're putting our hands in your hands, and we depending 100% on you. Continue to bless each listener, Father God. Continue to strengthen their minds, their hearts, their bodies, and their souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, this is Dr. Maria Caring. I thank each and every one of you that has taking this time out to listen to this blog on this first Saturday in August, and we will be coming to you on next week with another exciting lesson from the Lord, and certainly tune in. If you have any questions before I go, give me a call at 309-750-7584, or just say, Dr. Carey in Georgia, it spoke to my heart, it spoke to my soul, it spoke to my mind, it spoke to me. So I encourage your feedback, and certainly until we talk again, God bless. I'll see you next week. I want to continue to bless my co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, who filled in for me on next week, and certainly you will hear her again. God bless. Bye-bye.